Welcome everyone to the Fanboys Wrestling Locker Room Interviews, and today I have a very special guest, a guy that I really appreciate. He's a star of the independent wrestling scene. He also has a great daily podcast on YouTube. You need to catch it. Let's bring in the man of the squared circle, Ref Brandon. How are you doing today?
I am fantastic, Jay. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Of course, it's raining outside, so you know a lot of people call it doom and gloom. I call this sleeping weather.
Yeah, me too. But unfortunately, I'm at work, so I can't sleep.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, let's get on with our interview. Brandon, tell the folks out there a little bit about your daily podcast and how they can find it and listen to it.
Absolutely, it's on YouTube. Since our last name is Todd, T-O-D-D, and I am a referee, the page is called Ref, R-E-F, Ref Brandon, and the Todd family, spell out the word and. And the reason why I didn't just call it Brandon Todd is because it's not just all about me, it's actually about our family. And I think I started March 9th of last year. And I think I have posted a video every single day except for 5 days. And I talk wrestling, football, baseball, basketball. There's a few family videos on there as well. I've did a video about boxing, a video about tennis. So it's really just a family / sports variety page. And every Wednesday, I do a top 10 countdown. Some of those are about sports, some of those are about wrestling, some are about movies, music, Halloween, Christmas, so basically everything on the channel.
All right, well hey, that's a good variety though, because lets everybody out there do more than just, you know, listen to just professional wrestling or football, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's why I did it, because most YouTubers focus only on, you know, whatever their niche happens to be, whether it's wrestling, football, baseball, whatever. So I figured I would start one and talk about everything so that everybody has something on there that they can find to watch.
I hear you. And Brandon, the independent scene of wrestling has some great stars. Tell us some of the guys or gals that we should go see at some of the shows that you have been able to be a part of.
Yeah, I do refereeing mainly in Georgia and South Carolina and North Carolina. And some of the guys only wrestle at a couple of places. And then some of the guys actually travel all over. So I'll try to focus more on the guys that travel, because they'll be the guys that'll be easier to find. If you're in Georgia, definitely you've got to go see Curtis Coleman, Michael Judas, CT Keys, Nick Halen, a tag team called the Grapplers, a tag team called the Bad Squad, Ryan Staples, and Hunter James. That's just a few guys in the state of Georgia that you need to go see. If you see those guys on a flyer, make sure you go to the show. And if you're in South Carolina or upstate South Carolina or western North Carolina, I would say you need to go see AJ Frost and Luke Fury and Jet Morris. Those are a few guys in South Carolina that I would say go out and see.
Okay, that's good. Good information. What about some of the organizations you work with? Tell us a little bit about them, you know, what their names are and where they usually function at as far as, you know, their shows go.
Well, it would take me all day long to sit here and tell you every single place that I have refereed for over the years. So I'll try to focus on some of the main ones that I referee for. One of them is SWA. That stands for Southern Wrestling Association. And they run the second Saturday of every month. So that's where I'll be this upcoming Saturday. The address there is 244 Livestock Road, East Denali, Georgia. So it's barely across the line. So if you're in the upstate of South Carolina, anywhere around the Greenville, Spartanburg area, or Townville, it's not that far of a drive. It's barely past Toccoa. Everybody knows where Toccoa is. They start at 7 o'clock, and the doors open at 6 o'clock, and it's only $5 for a ticket there.
That's good.
And every other Sunday, I'm in Colbert, Georgia, at 6687 Highway 72 for Ultimate Wrestling Federation. They start at 4:30 every other Sunday afternoon, so I'll be there this Sunday. And then next weekend, Friday night, I'll be in Cornelia, Georgia for a promotion called National Championship Wrestling. And then next Saturday night, I'll be in Gay, Georgia for a promotion called Old School Wrestling. Mm. And then the end of the month, Thanksgiving weekend, that Saturday, I'll be at Georgia Championship Wrestling. And then usually the first and third Saturday of every month, I'm at Southern Fried Championship Wrestling, which is in Monroe, Georgia. But they're not going to run on the third Saturday this month. They're going to run on Thanksgiving night. But typically their shows are first Saturday and third Saturday. So SWA and UWF and Southern Fried and NCW are my main promotions, but I do shows all over. I've reffed in South Carolina and North Carolina and Tennessee, but that was a long time ago.
Have you ever had a chance to referee for any of the, like, say, AEW, WWE, or NWA Championship Wrestling when they're in the area? Did they ever call for you to come and do that?
I have not yet, only because I have not been able to get in contact with the right people, but I am currently still working on that, and yeah. I'm not going to give up working on that. It's harder as a referee than it is as a wrestler, because they'll call you in for just to wrestle a match. But if you're a referee, they typically carry their referees everywhere they go. Yeah. So it's a lot harder as a referee, but there is chances to do it. So I'm still holding out hope that I'll get to one day.
Okay. Now, speaking of wrestling, Brandon, I was watching some videos, and I saw where you actually got in the ring with a wrestler. So tell me a little bit about that, and is that something you might actually do once in a blue moon, or is there, you know what I'm saying?
Well, if it's up to me, I'll say I'm never going to do it again. But if they ask me to do it on occasion, you know, I would love to. But I try to focus more on just being a referee. But I actually did do it. I believe it was April of last year when I wrestled. If I'm not mistaken, that's when it was. And that was actually the second match I was in back around 2010, I think it was. We had a battle royal over in Seneca, South Carolina, and I was in that battle royal and actually won that match. So I have now wrestled twice in 15 years. So if I get asked to do it again, you know, I'll do it, but I try to focus more on, you know, being a referee. But now this Saturday when I get to East Denali for SWA, my wife, Grace Todd, is now managing over there. So if anybody comes to East Denali Saturday night, you will see myself and my wife there. And you can also follow SWA on Facebook. Just type up SWA East Denali, Georgia. It'll tell you all about the show times and ticket prices and all that kind of good stuff.
And I have followed that, so I definitely would tell people to get out there. And you can't beat the price for the, you know, the quality of what you're getting. And it's something that you could take the whole family to. And I really think that people need to get out and support these promotions, and because they are doing it, and these guys are out there giving their all. And the least we can do is go out there and support them.
Yeah, and I agree. And a lot of times, you know, people don't want to go to independent wrestling shows because they say, well, they're not on TV, so I don't know them. But a lot of times, just because the guys aren't on TV doesn't mean they're not just as good, if not better, as the guys that are actually on TV.
Exactly, and there's a lot of stars that are out there now in WWE, AEW, and NWA, and Impact Wrestling that were former independent stars. I mean, the Young Bucks. I mean, you know, John Cena started. I mean, they got to start somewhere, and that's where these guys are starting at, and they definitely have the talent to be on these rosters.
Yeah, they they do. And sometimes, a lot of the times, like a Sal Rinaldo, who's another guy that wrestles all over the country, he's actually currently part of NWA's roster, and he was on Monday Night Raw 2 weeks ago. But a lot of times, guys like Sal, you know, they have the talent, but once you get married and have a family, a lot of guys just don't want to travel 300 times a year. It doesn't mean that you can't do it or that you're not good enough to do it. You just would rather spend time with your family.
Yeah, that's true. And tell me your thoughts on AEW, Riff. I mean, Brandon, how do you feel about AEW's product? Do you think they're using their stars right? Just your thoughts on that.
Me, personally, maybe it's just because I can't get past the WCW days, but AEW is probably the one television product that I don't watch as much as the other ones. I still watch it, but I like WWE and NWA and Impact more than AEW. But it's just because, for one, it reminds me too much of Monday Nitro. The intro to me just comes across as Nitro all over again. But I just feel like they have too many matches that don't make sense. They just have a 2-hour Wednesday night broadcast, and about three of the matches actually have storylines and reasoning, and the other matches are just matches that are just thrown together. And I just personally just don't care for their overall product. I love MJF and I love Chris Jericho, but outside of that, I'm just not a big fan of AEW.
Okay. What's your thoughts on this past weekend's Crown Jewel?
I was a big fan of not only this Crown Jewel, but so far, in my opinion, every Crown Jewel they have had has been absolutely tremendous. I don't know what it is about going to Saudi Arabia, but it seems like they put more effort into those shows than they do the other shows. But I thought the whole show was great from top to bottom. And I've been really impressed with Logan Paul, because if you were a newcomer to wrestling and you didn't know the man was new, you can never watch him and tell he's new. He looks like he's been wrestling for 10 years. He just looks like he was born to be a wrestler.
Oh, yeah. He's doing some things and moves that some guys that's been in it for years can't do. So
yeah, the only bad part about crap.
Well, Ref, I'm going to thank you for coming on and doing this interview for us. I know you got some things you got to get done real quick, and we appreciate you doing it. And we're going to bring you on another day, and we're going to talk some Clemson football, and then we're going to just keep doing this series. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to have this interview with me and for our fans. And definitely, we're going to, if people want to see, then you go on and check out your podcast, Ref Brandon and Todd Family. Am I correct on that?
Yes, and if you want to come to any wrestling shows, honestly, really, truly, that's the best outlet to do. Or follow me on Facebook. On Facebook, it's just Brandon Todd. Because I'm in the ring at least once, if not twice, every weekend. So unless you've got a photographic memory or write it all down, you're going to forget what show is what weekend. But on the channel, every single week, sometime during the week, I will preview where all I'll be that weekend. Like today's video, I talked about SWA Saturday and UWF Sunday. So I do it on a weekly basis so that you can follow along if you want to come. So that's the best way to follow along, to know where I'll be and when I'll be there.
All right. Well, we appreciate you, Ref Brandon. We'll try to get you on next week, and we'll talk some Clemson football, get your thoughts on the team, the coaching. We know after this past weekend, it's definitely something we need to talk about for sure. But we definitely will get with you next week, and I just want to thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you next week on this.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.